This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
All right, good afternoon, everybody. So Mike Tomlin says on Tuesdays at noon here on The Fan, so I'll follow up with the same thing as we are coming to you live on Christmas Eve across all of our platforms, 93.7thefan.com, 93.7 FM, YouTube, where already the freaks are out, and on our Twitter page. And that was Mike Tomlin offering up some thoughts on DK Metcalf. Since we left you at 6 o'clock on Monday, some things have changed. There are new videos out there. There's new pictures. I tweeted out a photo of the fan, Ryan, what's his name again? Ryan Kelly?
Kennedy. 45-year-old dude.
Yeah, I think big-time loser energy.
Think?
I saw the picture of him. I tweeted it out that NFL Network sent out. I don't know if you guys agree with me as a brief comedic aside. He kind of looks like Pittsburgh Dad.
Little bit.
You know the Pittsburgh Dad guy who has
little bit
maintained popularity for almost two decades now?
I think that guy's name is like Kurt Wooten or something like that. Yeah.
Only you would know that. That's like one of the like Malsy brain keeps track of odd factoids
of
and
person's
nuggets.
Real identity who pretends to be something else. Yeah, the guy just oozes loser energy here.
Dyed his hair blue, painted his chest, even though he went to the game with shirts on.
He had a blue wig on, and as Donnie and I said, then he had actual blue hair. It's like in wrestling terms when Sting takes off the fake Sting mask and it just is Sting underneath again. Kind of that way with the hair. Humongous loser energy. Like, almost incalculable loser energy.
And I think at the game by himself? I don't know
that
for sure.
That's kind of the biggest, at least he was in that area of the seats by himself. Like, he was sitting one row back.
Yeah.
So really, really reconsider your life
choices.
Tomlin
said he didn't want to say a lot, but he did say some things in that opening comment, and you can chime in. We've got intern Jack working overtime. Donnie's back from his trip to Detroit. Did you run into this guy? Did you see him? Could you see from your seats what happened? Actually, this is a good place to start. Like, how did you find out as a man that was in the stadium that this DK Metcalf altercation took place?
Twitter. I mean, I couldn't, I wasn't like watching the sideline as the,
yeah,
the entire
as
thing
all
took,
that was
like,
happening. But
the entire like thing where they're together in the video, like nose to nose, because Metcalf pulls him down, is maybe 4 seconds.
But
tops.
Then once it happened and you saw where it might have happened, did you scan Ford Field to see if you could spot the man in the crowd, a la Where's Waldo, and see if there was any hubbub or commotion or anything like that going on around him?
No, and it was also, I thought it would have kind of gotten like through the crowd more, that like after halftime, since he stayed in the game, you know, maybe people would have gotten on his case even more. But that also didn't seem to be any different, even though some in the crowd knew what happened, some had no idea.
Well, Tomlin said there, and thank you for that update, Donnie. We can tell that you had a lot of fun in Detroit from the way your voice sounds today.
God, I am just That no context.
I mean, it was. I got to say this too about the game. That was one of the best football games I've ever seen. Most entertaining.
It was one of the wildest. You know what it reminded me of?
I would agree with that.
Super Bowl. What was what Roman numeral was Panthers Patriots?
That would have been in 2003.
So that would have been like Super Bowl 38. Does that sound right? Yeah.
Giants are Super Bowl.
The Steelers are Super
35.
Bowl 40 in 2005.
Yeah.
So I think it would have been
that's
the
36, 37, 38. Yep.
That game, if you're looking at it like through the first three quarters, is kind of like, all right, like interesting game.
A lot of great games are like that.
The fourth quarter just exploded. The no context Pittsburgh thing just put out a picture of this guy again where he's got like his like face all sneered up and he's pointing.
That picture is my TV. From basement at 12:25 in the morning.
Oh,
yes.
So no context Pittsburgh is stealing from you.
I don't look at it as stealing. It's not mine. I didn't take a picture of the guy. It's NFL Network that did. So I put it out there. Now people are passing along my...
You think he asks women to go on dates like that? He's like, hey, I'm the guy who dyes his hair blue.
Does he refer to them by their first, middle, and last name?
I actually have another question.
Yep.
Oh, no. I was going to say he looks like he's the I in a lion spelling, but there's a heart underneath it. So now it's I heart something.
I don't know. What bizarre. What I do want to know from fans here to start, and you and Donnie can chime in here, of course, too, is the second part of what Tomlin said. Tomlin said, I support DK Metcalf. Do you guys side with him, too? Like, I know it's difficult to ask people this question objectively because 99.9% of our listeners are Steelers fans, and that puts in a huge bias. You know, Steelers fans wanted, for example, not that this is apples to apples whatsoever, but Steelers fans would want Vontaze Burfict suspended for life, and then James Harrison would do something in a game, and they would say, oh, it's just, you know, it's football. Let's not put tutus and stuff on guys. So clearly, like, we have some, you know, maybe hypocrisy that goes on as being a fan. You know, that same thing in hockey. Like, Penguin puts in a big hit. That's physical hockey. Tom Wilson takes somebody out. Let's throw him in jail. So we do that as fans, and that's understandable. But do we side with DK Metcalf ultimately here? Because I would say from the second our show ended until now, more stuff has come out that has made me not empathize with him per se, but I think I get it more. The video that went out today of someone again in the stands shooting the fans' reaction to what Metcalf did and him saying that was the goal, baby. Did you see that?
Yes, I saw that video.
I can't, and I don't think it's a Steelers bias thing. Like, I don't want that guy to come out of this smelling like a rose. I don't, like...
I got bad news for you. He's going to.
Okay, so Metcalf, unless he wins the appeal, is going to lose money. He might lose even more money.
This guy can press
we'll
charges
to.
Against him.
And that I was just going to get to, too. And Tomlin alluded to that. He said the legal ramifications of that have been brought to my attention. So your guess yesterday, your educated guess, that the letter from the attorney wasn't just a denial about the racial slur and the mom diss. It was like the wheels being set in motion that this guy is going to sue. And Tomlin basically said that exact thing today. I need to watch what I say because there are lawyers that are about to get involved in this. And I don't want anything I say to be used in court, is pretty much to paraphrase him. This guy is just a very hard person to root for in this situation, Chris. And I don't want him to come out richer for it and feel like his actions were in any way validated.
Unfortunately, to start off by addressing that, I think he's going to come out of this having done both.
Ugh.
In the interest of being somewhat fastidious on this, like as far as Tomlin's statement about Metcalf, though, where he said he supports him.
Yep.
I took that in a very specific way. Maybe our listeners did as well.
Let's hear it.
I'll explain it. That is to me, Tomlin saying, because he did say it, I don't condone at all what he did. It's like if your kid does something bad, but it's not like a premeditated vicious act necessarily.
Yep.
Your kid does something you know is stupid and you know they probably know is stupid. They lost their temper.
Yes.
You still love your kid.
Yep.
You still support them as a person because you want to see them grow. I did not like get, when Mike said, I support DK.
Yeah.
I did not take that to mean, yeah, I think that guy's an a-hole as well.
Who had it coming.
Yes, I think that's more love the sinner, hate the sin.
I think that's very true. And you know what's interesting about that?
And in that sense, like, I don't know DK Metcalf personally, but in that sense, like, I like the message from Mike is the best answer I can give you. But, I think that's a good message, okay, a responsible message.
Sure, fair enough. But there's definitely a distinction and difference between how he talked about this incident and the way he talked about the Ramsey thing. And it's player versus player, and this is player versus fan, so those are two obvious differences. But Tomlin on Tuesday after the Ramsey spitting thing pretty much said, you know what, when you get spit on, do whatever the hell you want. Whatever comes natural, I think, was his quote. I know he probably wouldn't have answered this, but you know what I wanted to hear someone ask him today? Mike, if DK Metcalf was called a racial slur, do you think he would have been justified to act like this? And he probably says, I can't say anything, but it would have been interesting to see if he gave.
Like if he says the most vile word you could say.
Just say what I said. If it's true.
No. Would Mike have a different threshold or standard for somebody says something to you versus somebody actually spits
Mike,
on you?
Mike, if he said a racial, if DK Metcalf was called a racial slur by the fan, does that justify his action? And maybe he pleads the fifth on that too, but. I think it's, you're saying he's not condoning it, but I just wonder if he takes his player's word.
Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Does he feel like, you know what? If you say that to a guy, you should get your ass kicked.
Me personally, and this is a strict hypothetical, like obviously I, for very obvious reasons pertaining to this particular situation and the word Metcalf is alleging he called him.
Yep.
I can never and will never be able to put myself actually in his shoes.
Yeah, exactly.
But to me, that is way more disrespectful even than spitting on somebody.
Sure.
Like, there's the concept of fighting words. That's the fighting word. Like, I think Metcalf, like, when he passed that information along that's what he claimed happened, like, obviously you put the word if in all capital flashing letters because we have zero proof that anything was said, but that's a fighting word.
And think about this, too.
That's all.
Think about this off of that part. Because the only way this got out about what, I guess, ignited the situation and caused it to go from, maybe not playful is the right word, but, you know, trolling to, oh my God, it's getting physical between a player and fan.
Yeah.
The reason why we've heard DK Metcalf's side of the story is not because he talked after the game, but because of people in the media he's talked to. James Harrison and Chad Johnson. When Tomlin talks about legal ramifications, I wonder if those guys are going to get sued. Does James Harrison have a lawsuit now on his hands? It's not DK directly. He's the one that put that out there. And if this guy is dealing with now Steelers fans and NFL fans coming after him, the biggest reason why they're coming after him is because of what these ex-NFL players said on their podcasts. So there's tons of tentacles to this thing, and this appeals hearing per Tomlin is happening maybe right this very second. And by the time we're done at 6, much like yesterday, maybe we'll find out whether or not the suspension is upheld or whether it gets appealed down to one game or no games. Donnie, are you on Metcalf's side?
Yeah, I mean, the entire thing felt fishy to me from the jump. Like the whole thing about, all I said was his.
Now you've been you've been tweeting out some stuff about that, about the government name stuff. I mean, and about there's a backstory with Metcalf that he likes his name now. We've heard.
Yeah, he told Rob King, who is the guy that replaced Bill Hillgrove. He's now the Steelers radio voice. He told him at the beginning of the year that he actually prefers that. He just acknowledges that it's easier to say DK. And Rob King has actually used his full name on touchdowns before.
Remember they used to do that with A.J. Green in Cincinnati? Their guy would say, like, Aloysius Joseph Green or something like that when he would score a touchdown.
So it felt odd immediately when it was, oh, well, I mean, all I said to the guy was his legal name. Like I don't know, it'd be somebody calling me like Donald Chedrick and I like swing on the guy.
I had this mentioned to me. Is it possible that when Seattle went there and beat the Lions the last time when they had a history and he reported the guy to Seattle security, do you think it's possible that that time is when the guy said racial slurs and things about his mom and Metcalf recognized him again and said, oh, this a-hole's back?
That's pretty sloppy on Metcalf. I don't think that's what happened, but if it were that way, that would be extremely sloppy on Metcalf's part. Right? Wouldn't you say it right then in the moment? You make it public the first time? Like, you can't just try to like staple something. I don't think that happened either, but you wouldn't be able to try to staple that on.
Well, we would be able to find that out, though, right? Because if he reported it to Seahawks security, don't you think they'd have...
I would think some kind of some sort of like paper trail or whatever would be the equivalent to what was his complaint. If his complaint was just this guy's really getting on my nerves, like to an extreme degree.
Yeah, that's not good enough.
That's not good enough, which is why my crystallized opinion here.
Yep.
Has actually maybe changed a little bit. If you were more like, you know, Metcalf's got to have more control yesterday than you've seen more and more, and this fan has become so distasteful, which he is. He's just a loser. I think we could all call him what he is. He's a
well,
loser.
Don't say you might acting like a loser, because if you say he's a loser, you might get thrown into this lawsuit, Chris. So be careful here.
I thought that was our well. I think loser would hold up in a court as not too defamatory if I just called the guy a loser. I actually now, because there's never going to be any proof, I think, that would ever come out. Even if there was proof that exonerated Metcalf's side of the story here, he's like, you know, even if he said it,
yep.
We're never going to know. Because we're never going to know, Metcalf, I think it is even more incumbent on him after a day to think about it, cannot go over there because all the guy is doing is saying his name and kind of doing the stupid jersey routine.
Mm-hmm.
You can't, man. Like, I'm sorry. I am holding the player in that specific
instance. That kind of sounds like Ryan Clark's response
yeah,
yesterday.
I think Ryan's response was like spot on, where he said you can't let somebody turn your name into like a pejorative, no matter how they're catcalling it or whatever. My God, I remember being at like a Pirates Padres game where some guy just sang a song about Ricky Henderson and Steve Finley for about three straight innings. And I think all it ever got was like Henderson flipping the guy the bird for like 1 second. Right? But like, you have to show more self-control. If the guy gets you over there by just doing what he initially did, that rises nowhere near the level of what I would think a pro athlete, A, hears in a visiting stadium on any given road game, and B, would ever compel them to get over to there and make this happen.
Let's get to some fans' reaction. Here's Mark and Shaler to start us off today. Hello, Mark.
Hello.
Hey, Mark.
I only have one thing to say, and this is a message. Mr. Metcalf, if you're listening to this broadcast, please call in and say your side to it.
Thank you, Mark. As Mike Tomlin pointed out, there are lawyers involved now, so even if he were listening and enjoyed the show, there is a 0.0 chance of something like that happening.
If somebody called in identifying themselves as DK Metcalf, I would assume it would be like the Howard Stern OJ prank going on or something like that. Somebody pretending to be him. Come on.
Somebody mentioned last night to me that the reason why, possibly, we didn't hear from Metcalf after the game is that somebody from the Steelers, remember, the owner is a lawyer, already went to him and said, you can't say anything. There's going to be legal action.
I think this is one where Art gets very quickly involved on a personal level.
But if that's true, then he kind of breaks that cone of silence by leaking things to Chad Johnson and James Harrison.
Well, I said that last night.
And they directly cited him. They didn't say, well, I heard through the grapevine or a Steelers player. They came right out and said I talked to DK Metcalf about it. So he didn't do a very good, if that's the legal advice he got, don't say anything. We're going to whisk you out of here so you don't have to comment after the game and say anything incriminating potentially. Well, screwed that up by talking to two ex-NFL players.
No matter how mad he was, the single biggest mistake he has made is going to those two and telling them and saying his side of it. Because there has been no proof to come out suggesting that that actually was said. If the guy muttered it to him under his breath, you're never going to find proof of it. And now that has turned it into a hornet's nest situation. In fact, if you let the guy's words to the free press be the only other like statements coming out of this and Metcalf's totally silent, I think the guy looks even worse by comparison. I'm not saying people would excuse Metcalf, but
well, the video
the guy
too
would be
of him celebrating like, yes, I got him. Woo, let's go.
Right, like if there's nothing from Metcalf's side out there other than like obviously what you can see on the video, he lost his temper, and then the guy is just cheerleading himself, he looks like the a-hole.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again, but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Here's the pitch. Swinging a bouncing ball right side and through. Base hit. Sanchez scores. Urias behind him. He'll score. Mullins to third. Two-run single. Ryan O'Hearn. We're tied at four.
Why am I playing Ryan O'Hearn highlights on the day that DK Metcalf has a huge hearing with Roger Goodell and his fate is on the line and so many Steelers fans have massive opinions on it? Because the Pirates have just signed a player to the first multi-year contract since Ivan Nova. Ryan O'Hearn, per Robert Murray, who we've had on the show, but I think has blocked me now, 2-year, $29 million deal. There are some performance bonuses in there, too, that will make him more money. So it's $14.5 million a season. Donnie, tell me where that ranks among current Pirates. Is that more than what Mitch Keller and Brian Reynolds are going to make in 2025? Did Ryan O'Hearn just become the Pirates' highest paid player? Was with Baltimore, big part of their offenses when they made the playoffs in 2024. He got traded during the Orioles' horrific season last year to the Padres and helped them make the playoffs. When I say he had an excellent year in Baltimore before he got traded, he did. Not like huge numbers, not huge numbers in terms of like quantity, but in 94 games had an 837 OPS. For the year, 17 homers, 63 RBIs, 281 hitter,
has some actual pop.
Plays right field, plays first, DHs a lot. I mean, by OPS, he was a better hitter than Lau last year.
Right? I'm looking at the he took
Lau was 785. He was 803. Yes. In 2023 at an 801 OPS.
So majority of his plate appearances, 261 last year as a first baseman, then as a DH, then a smattering in right field, and I think he played two games in left. So he played 71 games as a first baseman, 50 as a DH, 20 in right, 2 in left. And as you're aware, Pony, left field at PNC Park, it's like another center field.
Yeah, he would not play there.
He would be, it seems like he would profile as their right fielder.
Well, Reynolds is your right fielder.
I know. There's kind of a problem here. Mangum appears to be now the best defensive player in your outfield. So yeah. Is he going to play center?
No. I would think he's your fourth outfielder. Or O'Hearn is pretty much, not that he's going to clog it up and play it every day. O'Hearn is mostly or mainly your DH. And this means that Andrew McCutchen's Pirates career is either right-handed platoon hitter, bench guy, or dunzo. Pirates career done. Which he sounded like a guy at the end of the year who was done. But that, I think, stemmed from frustrations with the team and organization not doing anything. And so far, they've made, I think, three good moves. The Oviedo trade to get a young outfielder who was a top 100 prospect. The Lau trade where you only gave up Mike Burrows and got three guys back.
Mm-hmm.
And now all this cost you was money. I mean,
this is the kind of thing I would think people would be even happier about than a trade for Brandon Lau, because it is just the Pirates opening a checkbook and saying, here, you may have this amount of money.
What was Lau's war last year? Didn't you say it was in the ones?
He was a 1.9 war player because he brings a shovel to the field as a second base.
Oh, Hearn, 2.4.
Yeah, Mangum is a 1.6 last year.
And it was all mostly defense.
Pony,
and
they've
running.
Added basically six wins to their roster from last year. If you're talking about wins above replacement,
and they got
a
long
staff.
Way to go to catch Milwaukee and Chicago and Cincinnati, who all made the playoffs. But yeah,
six
it's a
is
good
better
start.
Than zero.
100%. So how many games they win last year?
72.
72? Okay, so you're up to 78.
Now, if you're saying that last year's team, Pony, hypothetically, 71 last year.
Okay, you're up to 77.
Now, if you're saying, though, last year's team underperformed based on whatever, if you're going to use the Derek Shelton corollary, right, they were 16 games under, I think, with him, right? Does that sound right?
Yeah.
And then they were four under with Don Kelly. Now, if you, and I know this is how the Pirates are going to do a little bit of accounting here, so humor me. The narrative would be, well, we felt like we were a 78-win pace team with Don Kelly as our manager. We've added six wins to a team that was a 78-win pace once we got our managerial situation fixed up. Now we've added six wins to that. Now we're an 84-win team. How much do they subtract? Anything like in terms of like the actual trade pieces here? I wouldn't think.
The only downside I see from this is that a lot of Pirates fans, I don't think that they, I wouldn't say they naively necessarily, but were hoping that there was something to the Kyle Schwarber rumors and got pumped that that's where the Pirates had their sights set on, like the guys that were the alphas in the
big names
in the Major League Baseball free agency market.
Yeah.
And this is a B-level signing.
You rather have if you could have picked one or the other? Would you have multiple, like, let's say B-level moves, either signings or trades, player acquisition, let's just call it, or one alpha move? One Schwarber.
I honestly think it's the other one because they have more than one hole to fill. And I don't think Kyle Schwarber, I mean,
How many war do you think Schwarber was by himself last year?
Well, he's another guy that plays no defense. So I'm going to say maybe like around four.
4.7. Okay. So not like, but like for a guy who had 56 home runs, Pony, I only bring that up to say not an overwhelming
But do the
amount.
Moneyball aggregate. Mangum, O'Hearn, Lau.
In the aggregate, they have a player who's 1.3 wins better than the one guy that was
right.
The big name.
Donnie, you've long time been a Pirate skeptic. They starting to win you over with moves like this?
Yeah, I mean, I'll give Ben Cherington his flowers. You know, white boy's having a little emotion in him right now. I mean, he's getting the pen get put to paper.
Wait, what?
What did you say?
I said the white boy's having a little emotion right now.
I don't think I've ever heard that in my life.
Is that from a movie?
No, I see Noah Hyles tweeted all the time.
Oh.
He just says, like, God forbid a white boy get a little motion.
Oh, I thought that was like a Donnie Chedrick original that was just coming out of left field.
No.
Okay.
Why, you guys didn't like that one?
No, I just thought you were quoting a movie. I thought that was
a Moneyball line.
I wasn't sure of the backstory there. I didn't know that it was a Hiles
thing. I mean, he's doing his thing. I mean, he was rightfully doubted, but he's actually making some things happen to turn them into a team that we can put on paper and I think already say they're going to be better than they were last year.
Did you see the Zangrilli AI picture that he sent out?
Oh, no.
Santa Claus with a baseball bat and, like, Pirates fans are all around him celebrating. Like, he's bringing the Pirates holiday presents.
Is that supposed to be Bob Nutting as Santa, though?
I don't know. Mackey, the O'Hearn deal makes a ton of sense. Has spent 385 career games at first, 121 in the outfield, another lefty bat. Last three seasons, 788 OPS. That's really good. Cabali is doing his...
I bet you guys haven't watched a lot of Padres or Orioles games.
No, he hasn't gotten to that tweet yet. He just put pen it out. Don't worry, that'll come too.
Do you know why I laugh at the Cabali tweets, but you know why I actually don't get like mad at him? Because he's just... It's spoken like a truly long-suffering person. There's just, as Starkey would like to say, Malzy, there's a lot of pain under those words.
How about this from Hiles? Speaking of Hiles.
Okay.
Two All-Stars acquired in less than a week. The second one coming via a multi-year deal in free agency. The Pirates just made the baseball world eat its words, including yours truly.
I don't know if you need to go that extreme if you're Noah. I don't. He's Ryan O'Hearn. He's a solid player. He
right,
is an obvious
they
upgrade.
They didn't sign Bellinger.
Right, or they didn't sign Bichette. Like the Babe Ruth equivalent here. He is a nice player. They are unequivocally a better team now than they were a week and a half ago. Like, they are, as somebody I know who is a diehard Pirates fan, who's an ultimate skeptic put it, their GM is at least now acting like he realizes he has to try to build a contender urgently. He is adding players who should be good. Like, you know what they have now? They have the makings of like a lineup that when you put it out there, 1-9 pony, people don't just like automatically laugh at it. You know what I mean?
You don't have opposing broadcasters calling it a hodgepodge of nothingness.
Yes,
that.
But like, you know how many times they've put out lineups where even if there's a couple recognizable major league names, there's so many bums in there and guys that are never going to make it in the big leagues that you just roll your eyes and you say like, what are you doing here? Now you're going to put a line about that has Brandon Lau, that has Ryan O'Hearn in it, that's got Reynolds, who suddenly looks, I think, like better in a lineup like this, that might add Connor Griffin to it either to start the season or very shortly thereafter.
Barring, you know, huge injuries, it probably means Jack Sawinski can go get his apartment in Indianapolis for the year, and we don't have to worry about trying to coax ourselves or convince ourselves into thinking, well, if he just simplifies things, maybe he can hit 25 home runs again.
Like, and if you bring Andrew McCutchen back, he is truly as a like a role player and nothing more. You're not counting on him to hit.
Yeah, we're not saying in May, wow, he's been their best hitter. Isn't that a sad thing, but also a testament to his longevity?
Like, and it also probably takes anybody like that you've tried to squint and call a foundational or a building block piece, like a Nick Gonzalez, who probably was in over his head as that role. You can allow those guys to hopefully have to do less, you know what I mean? Like, and there should be some uptick maybe if they're not being counted on to do X, Y, or Z. You would hope on some level it unlocks O'Neill Cruz. And maybe he just starts seeing fastballs and just starts hitting them very hard because there are actual hitters around him in the lineup. Like, that would be my hope. So
Mackey now lavishing praise on the Pirates. Pirates adds this offseason, Gregory Soto.
Yeah, why is he put that one in? That's like putting a turd in the punch bowl right off the jump.
I would say he stinks. How do you say the password's first name again?
Justinson Garcia.
Justinson Garcia.
Dude, I'm going to go with the password. That was what Richie told
Brandon
me.
Lau.
Yeah.
Jake Mangum. Mason Montgomery. Ryan O'Hearn. Mackey says, that's pretty good. Yeah, I mean, it's a marked improvement over last offseason. And the last few off seasons, not to be a total Debbie Downer, but they've got a long way to go still. If I'm predicting the division, the NL Central, 2 days before Christmas, it is still the three teams who made the playoffs last year. And then the Pirates have leapfrogged the Cardinals, who are stripping it down to the studs. So right now, they're, I think, a fourth place team. Now, sometimes fourth place or fifth place
teams. Give me a win total
if
you had to put it on them right now. I just asked you to pick a win total for the
79-83.
Okay.
Eight win improvements, good, but
let me
the
tell
fact
you something.
Is they're starting from 20 games under 500 last
let
year.
Let me tell you something. I think if you told, if Ben Cherington's people ran their analysis on the roster and said, Ben, we think you've built an 82-80 team right now with this latest move, I think he'd probably say, you know what, let's just roll it out there and see what happens. That was Neil Huntington's strategy, man. You know it as well as I do. He would all but cop to it. I'm trying to build an 85-win team.
And keep my fingers crossed we get to 90.
Well, yeah, that like gets the right amount of breaks, because if we get to 90, we're pretty much in. Which is right, by the way. Like, you get to 90 and 70.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
72, you're going to be in.
We know that we need to be better. We need to do things differently this offseason. We need to make sure that we're making the changes within baseball operations to be able to provide our players with the support that they need in order to be able to perform at an optimal level. And we also know at the same time that we need to be able to acquire or build on our offense. We're going to do that through trades or through acquisitions, trades or free agency acquisitions. We need to be willing to do that aggressively and decisively through this offseason.
Talk has been cheap with the Pirates. Fans here know that, but it looks like they're turning over a new leaf. First, Brandon Lau on Friday. And now, the biggest Pirates free agent contract since Ivan Nova 10 years ago. Ryan O'Hearn, former Royal, former Oriole, former Padre. Cup of coffee there last summer during a playoff run. 2 year. $29 million deal. At 2:46, time to make the smart call to the Buell Insurance Agency, 724-443-5610. Follow us on Twitter, brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them, southhillskia.net. You can watch the show right now on Twitter if you're not driving around today, driving home from work, and you're at home, or you're running some errands, last-second Christmas shopping. When you get home, you can pop us on our Twitter page or YouTube, too, where fans go bonkers
and say things like
takes.
Roly Poly Caboli said, I need Chris to put a hat on so that I can take my sunglasses off
because of the light reflection coming off your dome. That's the That's what people there are talking about?
You put two and two together and made four there in lightning
time. That's what they're caring about on there? Okay.
Yeah.
We got DK Metcalf somebody and the Pirates said, making a big move, and they care about what your head looks like?
Somebody said, is Mueller drinking pee because I have one of those
It does kind
of
look like that. Yeah.
No, I'm drinking an emergency because I need to be here even when I have a little tickle in the back of my throat for the YouTube commenters, among others.
We'll get back to calls. Jeremy Kahn does great things for the fan in Baltimore. He is a diehard Orioles fan, loves the O's, has followed the O's with a unbridled enthusiasm and passion for decades, and he hopped on here quickly to share some thoughts on O'Hearn, who really broke through with the Orioles before he got traded at the midpoint of last year. Jeremy, what kind of hitter are the Pirates getting in this signing?
Against right-handers, you're going to love him. I think he gets exposed a little bit when he's out there playing every day. He's not a great defensive first baseman, but he can play there, so it's not like, I don't think he hurts you when he's out there. But he's one of my favorite guys that we've had. I mean, he's just one of the guys. He's another dude. You know, like, if you're around him, he seems like he's got his head on a swivel. He understands how things are going, treats people the right way. And I know it's maybe not what people care about when it comes to baseball, but all the teammates here, when he got traded, that was the one guy everybody talked about. I was like, man, we're going to miss O'Hearn in the clubhouse. He is a very, very good clubhouse guy, decent bat against right-handed pitching.
Is he a guy at all that was helped by playing in what, and correct me if I'm wrong here, Jeremy, is largely still a pretty hitter-friendly park all the way around, but especially to right field at Camden Yards?
Yeah, so they moved the fences back, and then they moved them in a little bit. I mean, maybe that's when we started talking about getting some right-handed power on this team. But as Aaron Judge used to call it, build a park or build a stadium. The left field is still a little longer, where it's like, it's tougher on right-handed bats, but yeah, he could have made some headway there in right field. I would say this, though, in the AL East, the Orioles probably have the best pitcher's park of any team, and as crazy as that sounds, maybe Toronto, but all the other teams are bandboxes, and the damn Rays are playing in a minor league stadium.
Yeah. If you were going to build, so the Orioles were good 2 years ago. If you were going to build a playoff-contending lineup, where would Ryan O'Hearn ideally hit in that lineup, Jeremy?
I mean, I'm thinking like sixth or seventh. If it's an ideal lineup,
yes.
And he's probably platooning with some righty power. You know, like in your perfect world, you would love him only to face right-handed pitching in a perfect world.
So DH him with McCutchen. Have McCutchen play against lefties and have him play against righties, pretty much.
Perfect. Yeah, I mean, I think that's great. And by the way, like, I mean, listening to you guys talk about the Pirates, the Orioles were the lone team I had my whole life. I mean, I'm 46 years old, and when I was four, the Colts left town. So watching what they're doing in the offseason and seeing all this and then looking up at the Pirates going, good God, we were doing the same stuff for about 10 years here. I feel your guys' pain. I really do.
Well, thank you,
Jeremy. Have you considered kind of dulling that pain in your middle 40s by painting your hair purple and trying to get a football player from the opposing team to take a swipe at you? Because it's working for a guy in Detroit right now.
Yeah, that wouldn't be me. I love the fact that he lawyered up already. We know where this is going.
I have a serious one about O'Hearn, though. You mentioned good guy in the clubhouse. I'm looking at the numbers. I'm not going to pretend to be a guy that was sitting there watching Royals games years ago or Orioles games religiously of late. Seems like he is not in this modern era of baseball where no one cares if you strike out anymore. It does not seem like he is like the ultimate free swinging player, though, necessarily. Like he looks like a guy who's actually going to put the ball in play a lot.
Yeah, I mean, again, like he's a perfect glue piece. I love the fact that you guys got him, but like if he had went to, like with the Orioles, he was a perfect piece here where they could platoon him. But yeah, he's not a big strikeout guy. You'll see it more against left-handed pitching, where, again, you see him get a little bit exposed there. But to get a player like that, if I were the Orioles right now and he came here, they have issues with – they've already got the DH and all that stuff locked up. But if he were coming here to be that piece, like, it would be perfect. Now, with the Pirates, I don't know. Like, the Brandon Lau get, again, another lefty with power. I watched him his whole career in Tampa Bay. Love that guy. But you got two guys that they don't face right-handed pitch – or, excuse me, left-handed pitching a lot.
Yeah. Jeremy, thanks so much for the input. We appreciate it, man. Happy holidays.
Absolutely. I want to wish you guys well. Help us get rid of our supervisor, John Harbaugh. I'm no longer going to call him a head coach. Didn't run Derrick Henry in the fourth quarter after he scored a touchdown because it wasn't his turn.
Yeah.
So,
thank
you guys
you.
Have a good one.
Love it.
Oh, my God.
Here is the projected Pirates opening day lineup. per Fangraphs. Horwitz leading off at first. Lau batting second at second. Brian Reynolds batting third and right. O'Hearn cleaning up at DH. Gonzalez batting fifth at short. Cruz all the way down to sixth playing center field. Triolo batting seventh playing third. Mangum batting eighth playing left. And Bart, your catcher.
Cruz in the sixth spot strikes me as though you're trying to get him to produce runs, to be honest.
You'd think Gonzalez has a shot to lose that job sooner rather than later to Griffin.
Correct.
And that would really leave third as the only big-time hole on your team. You know, if Mangum's going to be like your defensive speed guy who hits at the bottom of your lineup, you really just need third. I don't want Key Brian Hayes 2.0 at third. I want somebody with some legitimate power, and Triolo ain't that.
I can't watch Triolo. Greg Brown, if you're listening, this is not actually a shot, but I can't.
Yes, it is. Go on.
No. I can't watch Triolo hit like his fourth home run in 270 plate appearances and then hear Brownie yell the big tree as if he's like this you know, powerful oak of a human being who always hits the ball over the fence. Because there's always something about that particular call and how big Triolo is and how little power he actually shows that always drove me nuts.
Swung on and hit deep out to left field. Triolo got into this one.
Okay, that's block. Let's see if we have a Brownie.
On. He's on with
no. Nope. Come on, you can do it. There's not that many home runs to pick
3-2,
from.
No, they're all blockheads here.
Because Joe did the majority of the radio games Freeland this year.
More block.
He swings and drives it
Yeah,
out.
They're all block.
I'm pretty sure Joe did like 90% of the radio calls.
And the pitch. Swinging a hot.
Yeah. I don't know if I have a Brownie Triolo homer.
Slide to left field by Triolo. Deep. Soderstrom back. Warning track. Wall. And gone. Clear the deck. Cannonball coming. Jared Triolo, you are an oak. 4-0 Pirates, that's his seventh.
That's his seventh on September 21st.
That's like the exact thing.
On September.
You could not have planned that any better.
The Steelers were 3 weeks into their season, and he's celebrating his seventh home run.
The Steelers had a win over Drake May, and he's getting up the lucky number seven.
Oh, my God.
He slugged 356. What is he? He's listed at 6'3", 210. Isn't he more like 6'5"?
All right. I promised calls on DK Metcalf. We'll get to those. This CBS Sports update to his contract based on this incident is insane. If you haven't heard about it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually,
you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.